Welcome back to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 434, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our text today is 2 Kings 21 and 22 from the English Standard Version. Let's begin. 2 Kings chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the despicable practices of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. He rebuilt the high places that Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal and made an Asherah, as Ahab, king of Israel, had done, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem will I put my name." And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he burned his son as an offering, and used fortune-telling and omens, and dealt with mediums and with necromancers. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. And the carved image of Asherah that he had made, he set in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not cause the feet of Israel to wander any more out of the land that I gave to their fathers, if only they will be careful to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them." But they did not listen, and Manasseh led them astray to do more evil than the nations had done whom the Lord destroyed before the people of Israel. And the Lord said by his servants the prophets, "Because Manasseh king of Judah has committed these abominations, and has done things more evil than all that the Amorites did, who were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols, therefore thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing upon Jerusalem and Judah such disaster that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria, and the plumb line of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my heritage and give them into the hand of their enemies. And they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done what is evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Egypt, even to this day." Moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides the sin that he had made Judah to sin, so that they did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and the sin that he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his house, in the garden of Uzzah, and Ammon his son reigned in his place. Ammon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Meshulamith, the daughter of Heres of Jotbah. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, as Manasseh his father had done. He walked in all the way in which his father walked, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. He abandoned the Lord, the God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him, and put the king to death in his house. But the people of the land struck down all those who had conspired against King Ammon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Ammon that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his place. 2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozkath. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and he did not turn aside to the right or to the left. In the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, son of Meshullam, the secretary, to the house of the Lord, saying, Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have collected from the people. And let it be given into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give it to the workmen who are at the house of the Lord, repairing the house, that is, to the carpenters, and to the builders, and to the masons, and let them use it for buying timber and quarried stone to repair the house. But no accounting shall be asked from them for the money that is delivered into their hand, for they deal honestly. And Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the secretary came to the king and reported to the king, Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the secretary told the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the secretary, and Isaiah the king's servant, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Isaiah, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, son of Harhaz, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they talked with her. And she said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Tell the man who sent you to me, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will bring disaster upon this place and upon its inhabitants, all the words of the book that the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me, and have made offerings to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the work of their hands, therefore my wrath will be kindled against this place, and it will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was penitent, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard how I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and you have torn your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring upon this place. And they brought back word to the king. May God bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 22, we see that Hilkiah the high priest found the book of the law in the temple. Let's look at the context of this discovery. The last righteous king before Josiah, who was the king that ordered Hilkiah to begin repairing the now dilapidated temple, was Hezekiah. 57 years passed between the end of Hezekiah's reign and the beginning of Josiah's reign. It was in the 18th year of Josiah's reign that he began the repairs. That means that the temple had been neglected for 75 years. It's no wonder that the book of the law had been lost. It was probably even forgotten, and it is quite possible that it was the only existing written copy of God's law. Think of it. At this point, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of Jewish history from the time that God gave Moses the tablets after miraculously delivering them from Egypt's Pharaoh, to David, to Solomon's building of the temple, and on up until this king Josiah decides that the temple must be repaired. How gracious God is that He preserved this document. And now, realize that every copy since then came from that long-lost book. The Bible that you hold in your hand is a treasure. It is life. It is the Word of the living God. And if it had not been for Josiah's decision to repair the temple, who knows where we would be today? But of course, God was, and is always, faithful. Now, I'm a tech guy. I love that we have access to just about every version and every translation of the Bible because of the internet. They're available on our desktop computers, our notebook computers, our tablets, and our handheld devices. I love it. But I deeply believe that everyone who calls him or herself a believer should own at least one hard copy of the Bible. Because what happens if we no longer have access to these electronic copies? Don't laugh. It could happen. Internet censorship is real in some areas of the world, and it could spread. As a matter of fact, I believe that when the Antichrist takes over, he will make it a worldwide thing, and Bibles will disappear from the net. Where will we be then? We'll only have the printed word. And even if that doesn't happen in our lifetime, we should still have at least one printed Bible. There's something special about holding the book in your hands. It is a truly awesome experience to leaf through the pages of a well-worn Bible and discover God's truths. I have shelves full of Bibles sitting within easy reach of me right now. Each one is special, but I have a couple of Bibles that I dearly love. One of them belonged to my great-grandmother. She wrote notes in it as she read, and she has the dates of the three times she read through from Genesis to Revelation. I've got it in my hand right now. The first time through was August of 1958, and the last time through was December 28, 1959. As you might imagine, it's a pretty fragile Bible right now. But to think that this lovely old woman had this in her hands and treasured it just about brings tears to my eyes. And I'll bet she had no idea that one day her great-grandson would own her Bible. Will your descendants have a treasure like that? Not if your only Bible is an app on your phone. Have a printed Bible. Write in it. Make copies. Keep a sort of spiritual diary in it. Talk to generations yet unborn. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 434.lifespringmedia.com. You can tweet me at _SteveWeb_, and you can visit the Facebook page. Just search for Lifespring Media. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Matthew. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.